Good morning. Welcome to the Friday edition of Treasured Words. These Friday morning editions are going to be short and sweet, talking about the promises of God, and you can work on them all weekend. First, before we get to that, I just want to remind you that tonight at ECBC, we're going to be showing Sight and Sound's version of Queen Esther. It should be a great evening. I hope you can make it. 6:30 at ECBC. Today's promise that the Lord has given us is, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Matthew 6, 25 and 26 says, therefore I tell you, don't be anxious for your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor yet for your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? See the birds of the sky, that they don't sow, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you of much more value than they? Look, at the simple message that God is trying to tell us is that it's short and sweet. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. When some of folks were growing up, I think maybe we were taught that worry was a sign of being responsible, of being an adult. The message you got could have been that if you don't worry, then you don't care. But as we get older, we should learn that the Lord tells us that some of those things that we may have learned may not have been all that true. You see, worry is not helpful. Worry causes stress. Many studies show that it can actually shorten our lives. As a matter of fact, many illnesses are stress-related. Heart attacks, strokes. This can only go to show that our bodies were not created to deal with a lot of stress. So Jesus encourages us to take no thought for our life, period. The reason we don't have to worry is because we have a Father in heaven who has promised to take care of us all of the days of our lives. In Matthew 6, Jesus tells us how his Father cares for the birds of the air, and they don't reap, and they don't store in barns, and they don't sow. Then he asks a question. So aren't you more valuable than the birds? You see, God created you as his masterpiece. You're created in his image. Our job is for his glory. Does it seem that worry could be a sign that we're not yet convinced that God loves us enough? Well, I would say don't worry. That you're not worrying enough. How about that? Just ask God to give you a deeper revelation of your worth to him. If you're one of God's children, he promises to provide for you. Just read Matthew 25 and 26 again. Try to rest in the knowledge that you're being cared for by a loving dad. Don't worry, God will care for you. Why? Well, he promised to do so. So remember, God loves you and God is good all the time.